With Hashem's loving grace, welcome to Amuna Beams with your host, Laser Brody. Today's podcast is entitled, The Meek or the Macho, and it's important food for thought. It's also targeted for the young people who've been especially influenced by movies and TV rather than Torah. What do I mean? 99% of the movies and TV in modern society will tell you that it's much better to be a macho than a meek person. We all know what machos are like. They're the tough guys on the surface with a lot of bravado and the all-too-often tyrannic personalities. Girls ooh and ah at the macho, but the ones who end up marrying machos, they're miserable. When King David said in Psalm 37, verse 11, that the meek shall inherit the earth, he wasn't talking about submissive people with no backbone that don't know how to stand up for what's right. King David was talking about humble people, the opposite of the macho types, who see Hashem and other people before they see themselves. Look at a tough guy, immoral macho tyrants from time immemorial. None of them have happy endings. Their success is always short-lived. Sure, Hollywood and Wall Street and politics and many other professionals don't subscribe to King David's thoughts in Psalm 37, but you can't learn truth from Hollywood and Wall Street. Meanwhile, King David's principle is proved to be historically correct for thousands of years. Maybe the role of a Spartan warrior or a Viking or a Roman centurion is a lot more appealing than the humble role of a wise Talmudic scholar. But the wise Talmudic scholars are still with us, and the Spartans, the Romans, and the Vikings, they vanished from the face of the earth. So let's look at our album of humble, handicapped, anti-macho moral types who really did inherit the earth. Look at the Magid of Mezrich. He was lame in both legs, and he was responsible for the spread of the entire Hasidic movement because he was the Baal Shem Tov's prime disciple and successor. And what about Helen Keller? She was blind, yet she pioneered Braille and our entire system of special education for the blind. Thomas Edison, he was deaf. Thomas Edison said, I utilized my handicap to increase my powers of concentration since I didn't have to listen to the small talk and nonsense of other people. In other words, when it came to Lashon Hara, Thomas Edison couldn't hear. So he used all his powers in more positive ways. And that's what he wrote in his memoirs. And he became the greatest of American inventors. Well, if we go to India, let's look at Mahatma Gandhi. Mahatma Gandhi was a frail weakling, but he was a giant of emotional strength. Gandhi was the father of peaceful resistance, the mode of nonviolent protest that led to the independence of India. Well, even today, look at someone like Yitzhak Perlman. Yitzhak Perlman is one of the world's greatest musicians, and he suffered from polio since age 4, and he's been on crutches ever since. But it's hard to think of an award in the musical world that he hasn't won. He's played at the White House, and he's played before Queen Elizabeth, and what he has not done, but he's the nicest, most humble person you'd ever want to meet. So let's see how history remembers all the anti-macho types. Now, take a good look at the tyrants you know. Is there a single one that's happy? Is there a single one that history remembers fondly? Does history love and admire a Haman, or a Hitler, or a Stalin, or an Idi Amin, or a Saddam Hussein? No, I don't think so. But I've noticed an interesting phenomenon about truly strong people, such as in famous international combat art and grandmasters such as Jun Ri. They're all low-key, and they're extremely kind and humble. There's another intrinsic law in the way Hashem created the world. You'll never see a blessing in anything you acquire by violating any of the Torah's commandments. So don't confuse short-term gains made by power with long-term success that usually comes with humility. You don't have to be a macho to succeed in life. When you choose a moral path, a path of kindness, a path of consideration, a path of thinking of another person, a path of emunah, you'll have the Almighty on your side. So with the Almighty on your side, you'll always be a winner. Emunah is what makes you tough, not your biceps or a fast macho tongue or any other kind of vicious or unscrupulous wheeling and dealing. With emunah and humility, Hashem will always be with you and you will always succeed. Amen. God bless.